SBS Radio.
The great pleasure of welcoming on SBS Radio Shiraz Beju. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're one of the artists whose works are part of the forum discussing public art and commemoration, and it's at Monash University in Melbourne until the 30th of June. What can you tell us about this program, Shiraz?
Well, the program is looking at colonial histories and the frontier wars, specifically here in Australia, but also looking at the violent legacies of colonialism and how perhaps they've left traces on places like Mauritius, Madagascar, as well as many other colonial, ex-colonial spaces around the world. So the exhibition brings together artworks by different First Nation artists in Australia, as well as research from centres such as the centre in Cambodia, and it kind of explores what are the legacies upon people who have been in a way left behind by this history.
This idea came from Brooke Andrew, whose works are being exhibited, as well as Jesse Lloyd.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. And Brooke Andrew, as you know, who is going to be the next curator for the Sydney Biennale, is an artist that I've worked closely with over the last few years, and is very much interested in intersecting these histories and placing Australia at the center of many of these conversations, which perhaps at times Australia perhaps has resisted to be a part of.
And Shiraz, you're Mauritian born like I am, and yes. You're based in London now. Tell us about your background as an artist living in the UK.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I graduated from art school in 2001 and embarked on trying to be an artist for many years. I worked with communities. I worked in residencies and worked with perhaps a lot of homeless people and refugees for the first few years of my life as an artist. And I suppose this started to sculpt the kinds of things that I was looking at and the kinds of questions that I was starting to ask. And so for many years, I worked with diaspora communities, as well as the Mauritian community in the UK. I worked with Asian communities, East Asian communities, and always kind of exploring these questions of what it means to be displaced, to be living in another society, questions of origin, identity. About 8 years ago, I guess, I realized that actually these questions that were being asked, not just by myself, but many artists around the world, they were missing some very important and big parts to this, which were, you know, what were the legacies that have remained in the countries of our origin? And in my case, Mauritius was such an important place because, you know, as we both know, Mauritius was an island that was really very much born within empire, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you know, the French, the Dutch, the French, and then the British brought different waves of migrants, slaves, and then indentured laborers to the island. And today, I think when we explore Mauritian society, we can still see a lot of the visibility of those histories. And so I think places, ex-island colonies, you know, countries like Mauritius, they tell us a lot about the world that we live in today and where perhaps some of our differences and commonalities come from.
And I come back to the exhibition at Monash University, which is on until August the 4th. And your work is, like you mentioned just before, an investigation of the histories and memories of the Indian Ocean region and legacy of the European colonialism. And tomorrow, on Wednesday, there is a conversation between you, Jesse Lloyd, and Brooke Andrew.
Right.
And you're discussing the histories of colonization.
We're discussing the histories of colonization and how one uses art to perhaps try and understand our relationship to it. Perhaps trying to understand some of the senses of loss or how we perhaps feel displaced at times, whether or not we feel that we are reflected in the mainstream societies that we live in today, and perhaps how we can make art and music that allows us to process some of these ideas and feelings. in order perhaps that we can move forward in our lives in different ways.
There are a lot of conferences, workshops happening around Melbourne.
That's right. Right now we are in a forum which has brought together over 20 different researchers and writers, community leaders from around the world who have explored these ideas of memorializing histories, or even in some cases just even trying to get the governments, the countries that they're based in, to even recognize that some of these histories have even taken place. And the workshops are about creating a set of international protocols that will allow communities to move forward and have some of their histories brought back into visibility.
Thank you so much for coming onto the French Language Program. And I remind the listeners, the exhibition is on to the 4th of August at Monash University Caulfield campus.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.